December 9th is reunion day, in a way, for the Senior Executive Service and President Obama. It will be the first face-to-face meeting with the SES since he took office in 2009, but there's a fear that it may be too little too late. Tom Shoup is Editor-in-Chief at Government Executive Magazine, and here now to talk about what the event might mean, not just for the people who were going, but for the broader SES community. So you have to log on to this website. Your colleague Eric Katz is reporting, and it sounds like it's a process. It sounds like it's not, I understand, you can't just open it up to every single person in the SES. That's not practical. But there's an underlying message that I detect from Eric's piece, Tom, that this, it's just kind of happening. It's not, I don't get a sense that anybody's heart is really in it, Tom. Is that an unfair read on my part, do you think?
Well, I certainly think you can conclude it wasn't a top priority of the administration since it took them more than 6 years to arrange the meeting.
Right.
And I think it's sort of conspicuous that it's not occurring until after till he's completely a lame duck, till he has nothing left to run for and doesn't even have to worry about midterm elections and possibly things affecting other candidates. So, yeah, I don't know if it's too little too late, but it's late and it's needed because there's a problem with morale in the SES.
Now, Eric quotes our friend Carol Bonacero of the Senior Executives Association in this piece, and she's been asking for this on an ongoing basis pretty much ever since President Obama was President-elect Obama, and she suggested right after the election, well, one of the first things he should do is meet with the senior executives that they have, because he had talked on the campaign trail about making public service cool again. And she told Eric, his failure to meet with career SES has been a strategic omission until now. We're delighted the president is making time in his schedule. Now, I know Carol, and you know Carol, and I think we have a sense, I don't mean to put words in her mouth, but I think we have a sense of what she's saying there. This is something that it's her sense, too, that this is maybe not intentional, but certainly the desire to meet with the SES has not been intentional, it's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that's right. In fact, they've run very much in the other direction when it comes particularly to senior federal executives. There was no real effort to make outreach. He did things like cancel the presidential rank awards for a year, which really rubbed senior executives the wrong way. And, you know, there was this sense, has been this sense for several years that I think that the administration does not want to have the president too closely associated with federal bureaucrats, especially relatively highly paid federal bureaucrats. And, you know, one can understand why that would be true. It's been an anti-government moment for several years, particularly since the financial collapse, and people are not in a mood to hear about bureaucrats being paid a lot of money and getting bonuses and that kind of thing. So it's been a tough moment for him politically, but it's really had repercussions within the SES, I think.
When President Obama, when the White House canceled the presidential rank awards, I talked shortly after that to a lady who had won one in the past. And I said, what's the big deal here? Recognizing that it is a big deal. I wasn't asking that question as though, what's the big deal here? And she said, the money's nice. Don't get me wrong. Everybody loves the money. But the recognition is what was really important. And she said, it's a shame that they couldn't figure out a way to do the awards and say, listen, we're very sorry, but because of budget pressures, we can't, maybe we can't even do the big event. The event's a wonderful event. Maybe we can't do the event. Maybe we can't give you the money, but we can at least recognize people who are performing at this excellent level in some way. And she said, that's the real shame in my view. And I think that echoes the sentiment of a lot of people, even people who haven't won them, even people who weren't eligible to win them. It's that sentiment that there's got to be some way that this excellent work can be recognized.
Yeah, I think that cuts even worse than the money, is the feeling that the administration just doesn't really want to be associated with senior executives for whatever reason. And, I think that that's really has hurt and has really had an effect on morale. I think of things like the Service to America medals, even, where there was a year where President Obama met with them, but it wasn't on his official schedule. They made no announcement of it. It couldn't have been more underplayed. And I think that sort of sets a tone for how they've acted.
Why do you think that is? Is it just the political calculation? Because, as I said, everybody was really hopeful when President Obama came into office that here's somebody who, on the campaign trail, was an advocate of the federal government and was encouraging young people to make a difference specifically through the federal government and saying, I want the whole cool, make it cool again line. Is one of the signature moments of the presidential campaign. And even some of the president's biggest detractors, when they talk about the scandals at VA and the problems with healthcare.gov, refer back to that line from 6-7 years ago, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Democrats just generally have a problem with being associated with bureaucrats and the bureaucracy. And particularly in this administration, they've really run scared from it. You contrast this with the George W. Bush administration, where he met with senior executives twice, once after 9/11 and once later in his administration. Now, the thing is, there's less risk for a Republican to do it, because if you're George W. Bush, you've got enough conservative credentials that no one's going to say, oh, he's a captive of the bureaucracy. So it's, in a sense, easier than it is for Democrats, but 6 years is a long time to wait.
Well, this event will happen now December 9th, and your colleague Eric is reporting that it will happen at a large space that the administration has rented. It's not going to happen at the White House. I think it's hard to kind of get bent out of shape about that. I recognize there are some people who will add that to the list of slights, but I think that one's a hard one to try to figure out. I think I'm not sure for security reasons and so on, you want to try to move a big crowd in and out of the White House for something like this. I think it's probably easier to move one person in his entourage than it is to move 1,000 people in and out of the White House or more. I mean, it's open.
Yeah, I think as a practical matter, you just couldn't accommodate the number of people that they want to accommodate.
The administration has a little bit over 2 years left, Tom. I mentioned at the beginning that there are some folks that think it's too little too late. Do you think it is, or is there still a possibility that the administration could improve its outreach to the SES and the other higher level career employees in such a way that when they leave in January of 2017, morale is in a better place than it is today?
Yeah, I don't think it's too late. I think it'll take a concerted effort, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made a fairly concerted effort. You're now seeing the administration enter the phase where, kind of in a sense, the gloves are off politically, that they don't need to have these worries that they've had right up to the most recent midterm elections. I mean, you see that in the immigration executive action last night. And I think it's a little bit similar in this way, that they're less concerned about it. And I think that they need to devote some time to mending fences, because not only is it a matter of not meeting with them, but there's the rank awards thing, there's the whole VA operation and legislation that they agreed to that made it much easier to fire senior executives and set a precedent for that becoming law across other agencies too. So these are all things that I'm sure senior executives will want reassurance on and guidance as to what the administration is going to stand for in the last 2 years.
My sense is that this meeting is great. It's a nice symbol, but I don't know that any dramatic policies come out of this. I don't know that anything that really changes the lives of those executives on a day-to-day basis comes out of this. And so it seems that a logical follow-up or a marker of the level of seriousness would be what happens to maybe some of the recommendations like Brookings Institution and this panel of HR experts put out. We have a story about that at federalnewsradio.com. I'm sure you have a story on GovExec mm-hmm. about it. Maybe that's a step where here's, you know, gift wrapped just in time for the holidays is a solution, a strategy, and maybe that's a way we can look and see at least if they go in that direction or some direction to actually change policy or change the way that they work toward these executives.
Yeah, I think that's right. If you see the administration get behind some of these initiatives, it's hard for me to imagine them leading the way on beefing up or changing the SES, but they could very well throw their weight around some of these initiatives that experts are putting together and endorse proposals and make some changes, some positive changes for the SES that people will, within the executive corps, will see and think, hey, this is going to be good for us and good for government. And just take a generally more positive tone. Now the president has the opportunity to say, hey, understand these are good people doing really important work. And that's a message that's just so important to send to the American people that, you know, what they tend to hear is about bad things happening at VA and GSA and IRS and other agencies. And if the president could be a leading voice in saying, yes, I understand there are problems in those areas, but there are lots of people doing amazing, innovative things to serve the country, that would make a big difference.
Well, and I'll beat the dead horse that I've beaten with you before, and we talked about it at the National Academy of Public Administration annual meeting last week, Tom, and that is a big help would be to cooperate more, not just with my organization and not just with your organization, with all the people that cover the federal government and with all the people who are interested in what the government does, no matter what their affiliation or what they do, be more cooperative in letting these people tell their success stories, because there's a million of them and they're just sometimes very, very hard to get to.
Yeah, they really have not made any kind of concerted effort to tell these kind of stories and to work with the people who might want to tell them on their behalf. And that's just, you know, it's really been disappointing for several years now, and it'll be interesting to see if that changes.
Lots of lost opportunities, Tom. Thanks for coming on, as always. I appreciate it, my friend.
My pleasure.